Field of Green as your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans. Enter to win now, 1620thezone.com. The Field of Green sweepstakes.
Check.
Let me say this really quick.
Yep.
Because I didn't say it on Monday. I am not a guy who prays. That's just not me. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with praying. Pray all you want. I hope it makes you feel great. I hope the person you're praying for is very healthy. I'm not a prayer guy. But if you take a little bit of time to think about Greg Sharp and what he's going through, and he's got a tough battle, if you pray for him. Whatever you do, light a candle. Scary. It's really scary.
And I agree.
As you know, Greg's a great guy. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to see him on Saturday. I've been around a lot of people, sadly, that's had cancer. To see it in his face. It's going to be hard. And so I just think about him whenever you get a chance to think about something good for somebody and hope that's hope he's good for Greg.
Yeah, I echo those thoughts. Saw him last week or 2 weeks ago at the Creighton game.
Yeah.
The second Creighton
game. Right.
Right after he announced what was going down. So, yes, most definitely.
I will say this.
Our thoughts with Greg.
That place down the street from where we are is as good as any place
in the country. And that's where he's going.
Yep. And he's going to the cancer center down there, and they do miracles there.
So, yes, they do.
Yeah.
If you just missed it, Ryan Kalkbrenner announcing on Twitter he is back for another year.
Yeah.
Another year.
Back again.
Another CU that doesn't always run, or that does run people off, is the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Not as well executed a transition as I had hoped, but.
Segue.
Max Olson of The Athletic, friend of the Grum, did a research project on the number of castoffs and followed up. By the way, there were 53 last year. 53 players who were sent packing by Coach Prime and friends. And all but three of them ended up transferring to some kind of a school. Not all of them went to Power Fives. I believe it was like 15 of them.
Yep.
Ended up at Power Fives. A lot of them ended up at either G5 or FCS schools. Three of them did not continue.
Right.
Playing football. But one of the anecdotes that was discussed dealt with a player by the name of Xavier Smith.
Yes.
And
cornerback, right?
Yes. And here's what Smith said as part of Max's story. He said, "I was actually getting mad, like tears coming to my eyes, because bro, you never even tried to get to know me." And this is Xavier Smith talking about when Deion Sanders told him he should enter the transfer portal. He said he was destroying guys' confidence and belief in themselves. The way he did it, it could have been done with a little more compassion.
Right.
To which little Deion, or Shadur, responded on Twitter yesterday. And he used some shorthand, you know, young people speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically it said, "I don't even remember him, to be honest. Bro had to be very mid at best." He was quote tweeting. It was the screenshot of these quotes I just read you from Xavier Smith from The Athletic promoting the article. To which Shadur Sanders says, "I don't even remember him. He had to be very mid at best."
Right.
Deion Sanders has since responded.
Oh, yeah.
To another tweet, basically telling Coach Prime, "Hey, tell your son to stop acting like he's the coldest out here, then put up a 4-8 season." To which Coach Prime responded, "He, Shadur, will be a top 5 pick. Where your son going? LOLOLOL. I got time today. LOLOLOL.
Yeah. And I'll say this, and I said this a little bit earlier about in a different way, but there's a way to do things, and there's a way not to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to choose to be that person, be there. I will tell you, karma comes for everybody.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're the greatest cornerback that ever lived. I don't care if you're a potential first round pick. Karma comes for everyone. And when you do what you do to some of those kids, it's one thing. They're 1-11. I know they moved on. But the way they treated some of those stories last year, I remember that offensive lineman saying he's walking down the hall, going to the meetings, kind of excited. The coach walks by him and says, "Don't even bother." I mean, that's yeah. just, that's not the way you treat people.
That's disrespectful.
You certainly don't treat college students that way. You just don't do it. Yes, you're going to have to move on some for some. We understand that. You help them get in the portal. You help them along. You don't treat them the way they're treating them. And they went 4-8 last year, which obviously is better than 1-11. But you can see they just could not have any chemistry, especially defensively. They had zero chemistry. They're going to get better this year with all of that? Hell no, it's not. It's an easier schedule in a way, playing in a new Big 12. But still, I wouldn't be surprised if they went 5-7 again.
Oh, I think it'll be worse.
Well, they
went 4-8 last year.
They have what they have is, and again, a tougher schedule last year. They had that hard stretch against the best teams in the Pac-12. But you're talking about the best corner in that conference, one of the best wide receivers, the same guy, a very solid safety, a quarterback that can make a lot of plays. They did bring in to help the offensive line. They have some skill players. Now they're going to running backs, and their secondary and the rest of their defense isn't that great,
right?
But I think with their offense and in that league, they're going to be able to – you look at their schedule, they're winnable games if they play like they played last year offensively.
Right. But unlike last year where they surprised some teams very early
they did.
On.
They did.
That advantage is going to be gone. But enough about next year. One of the issues that is happening here, and it's just – and I'm glad to see that Max, you know – decided to do this story.
Yeah.
Because it got way too one-sided last year, the coverage of Coach Prime. Sure, around here, because Colorado's an old rival, they were on the schedule last year.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of schadenfreude and pushing back and things of that nature. And I'm not to say that there wasn't some of that in the national press, but for the most part, a lot of that stuff was, it's no big deal. It's Deion. Because the Deion has such great relationships. He's one of the most media savvy, media friendly, big time sports athletes ever.
Turned us down for the Jet Award, though. Won't come in and get the Legacy Award next year. Go ahead.
I'm not, but
very sad.
But I'm talking. But I'm talking
no,
about. I'm talking about.
He is good.
You go on the set of
Game Day,
Fox's pregame, ESPN's pregame. It's dapping up everybody. It's it's Coach Prime. You're the best.
Yeah.
Same with a lot of these national pundits, some of whom do not follow college football a lot, but they see Deion. It's like, he's legit.
Yep.
So he gets a pass.
Yep.
But stories like this, and you go back to how karma comes back for everybody. It's going to happen with Deion as well. You see it all the time. I think what he is doing with recruiting in the state of Colorado is a disaster.
Yeah, and that's been that way for 25 years.
It has, but
yeah,
he
but
has
it's
an
worse
opportunity.
Now. It's
he
worse
has
now.
An opportunity to make it better.
Right, it's worse now.
And you don't have to go out there and offer every Colorado kid. There's no obligation to do that, but to ignore some of the best kids in the state?
Yeah.
And that's a state that's three times the size of Nebraska?
Makes
has
no
a
sense.
Major league city in the middle of it, which or a suburb of?
Kenny Bell will tell you, it's been that way in Colorado with the Buffaloes forever. I don't know why it's that way, but it's been that way.
Well, and I get it. You know, there's a lot of people that look at it as a commuter school. Or, you know, hey, we're coming in. It's the Rocky Mountains. It's a
beautiful campus. It's a wonderful place
campus.
To go to school.
It's
a nice facility. I mean, but for whatever reason, the school hasn't wanted the players.
Which, to me, again,
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's almost as if, and listen, I'm for being direct. I had no problem with the way that Coach Prime came into that locker room at the first meeting last year and laid everything out on the table. He was being honest, and that's fine. We can be honest. But the problem is, he's trying to be like military tough, but with no discipline at the same time.
Yep. Number one thing, discipline. Number one.
You know, a lot of his very direct speak, hey, if you don't get it done here, you're out. That's a military attitude.
Yeah, sure.
But it also comes with the internal discipline of the people that stay to get better. And there's none of that going on at Colorado. Mm-hmm. None of that.
Right.
I'm more convinced than ever that once Shadur and once is it Deion Jr. who's the cornerback?
Shiloh's
the cornerback. Deion Jr. is the one who does all
he's
the
He's a videographer.
Work. Yeah. That once those guys are gone, he's out of there.
Here's your top five. So it's this year in the state of Colorado. One's going to Kansas State. One's going to Tennessee. One's going to Kansas State. One's going to USC. One's going to Iowa State.
I mean, they're going
to. Yeah.
Those are all players that would probably help.
But even if you go back, so let's go back to 2021, obviously, before Prime got there. Number one guy went to Oregon. Number two went to A&M. Number three went to Texas. Number four went to Ohio State. Finally, the fifth best player, tight end out of Littleton, went to Colorado. But then you got Missouri, Wisconsin, Kansas State, Fresno State. They got two out of the top 10. Two out of the top 10 players in the state of Colorado went to Colorado in 2021.
I hope I hope Matt Rhule walks in there and just welcomes everybody with open arms. I know he will, but.
Sure. And then the year before that, they only did top five in 2022 because, you know, the COVID year.
Yep.
None of them went to Colorado. Virginia, Washington, Notre Dame, LSU, and Michigan. It's not like they're bad schools.
No.
Right? They're not bad schools.
You got a national champion in there.
Virginia's the least of the talented teams in terms of football in that group, but they didn't go to Colorado.
And they're just being ignored. All because Prime would just rather have his Louis and his already ready-made stuff. Here's the other thing. Of these 53 transfers,
yeah,
I believe, trying to find the number here, was it 15? Were already guys who transferred in last year.
Right. Yep. Well, the crazy number is, I believe he has it in there, from the 2022 class, there's nobody left,
there's
right?
nobody left. They're
there's
all gone.
No one left. That's crazy.
They're all gone.
All gone. You figure at least one would have fit into their plans.
He blew them all
Especially
out.
They have no depth in defense. You figure one of those guys would have been around, stayed around and helped.
But when you talk about karma coming back around, these types of stories, listen, the allure of Prime is only going to take you so far. Kids are a lot more savvy than you think.
And they don't have the money that other schools have. He knows that. He doesn't have the war chest.
Exactly. But kids are a lot more savvy. They're going to start to see through the act. And the proof's going to be in the pudding. Sure. Travis Hunter, Shadur, they're going to get drafted.
And Shiloh, yep.
And Shiloh. They're going to get drafted. But it's going to be very easy. Oh, two sons and the guy who might as well be his son because, I mean, he was the one that got him to go to Jackson State in the first place. Yeah.
Even Dylan Edwards, he had a great relationship with. That's the surprising one. They talked about how he played for his little team and he's known him forever. And so here's the schedule real quick next year.
Okay.
North Dakota State, give him a win. I know South Dakota State's better now. I know you believe that Nebraska is going to beat Colorado, I hope you're right.
They have to win that game.
I just know that it's been a while.
They have to win that game. They are winning that game. I'll double down, put it on the list.
Put it on the list. All right, it's on the list. I apologize.
Get the eggs.
It's Josh's list now.
They go to Colorado State, which was an incredible game last year. I think it was 42-38. Isn't that a Kent score? 42-38?
No, it's 52-38.
Oh, 52-38. Sorry. Okay, Colorado. So then they have Baylor coming to them. Right, so I think right now they could be 2-2 through four.
Sure.
Okay. Then they go to UCF. Then Kansas State comes to their place.
And I don't know how good K-State will be this year.
They're always solid. They got a great
coach.
They are. Colorado goes to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Judd Fish is gone. New coaching staff. Yep. Cincinnati goes to Colorado. They're pretty bad last year.
Yeah, they were.
We'll see how that goes. Then they go to Texas Tech. And then here's a kind of a tough stretch, I think, because I think these teams are all going to be good. Utah goes to Colorado.
Yep.
They go to Kansas and then Oklahoma State. Those last three. There could be five wins in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the schedule they had last year where they had that run where they were just playing Oregon, USC, just teams that were much better than them.
But if that defense can't get...
Right, sure. I mean, if you can't stop anybody, yeah.
They couldn't stop a head cold.
Do you remember the Stanford game? I don't know if you stayed up for the Stanford game.
I didn't, but I saw the highlights.
As somebody who had money on the Stanford game, I will never forget the last 40 minutes of that game. From the punt return to the bomb to the final field goal that won it. I mean, I just like, I can't believe this is happening. Because it was like, what was it, 35-7 maybe? I don't know what it was, but it was like... I remember sitting there thinking to myself, I can't believe this is happening. I had to keep checking to make sure I was watching the same game. They hadn't switched over to a couple years ago.
Right. Nope, they did not switch.
It was crazy. And that's
one I regret missing because I would have enjoyed that.
Incredible.
Enjoyed that to the hilt.
Yeah.
All right, still to come, we got dumb debates.
Yay!
Including a question that Michael is contributing to the cause, and you can contribute to the cause by using the hashtag dumb debates on Twitter or send us an email into the Equitable Bank inbox, john@1620thezone.com or josh@1620thezone.com, though if it goes to Josh, he'll have to wait till next week. Another reminder that in Omaha, Nebraska, we are one community as we rebuild the damage done in Bennington and Elkhorn in Blair, that you can help as well. And as one-stop shop, you can go to find out donation opportunities, ways to volunteer, and other ways to help. 1620thezone.com/tornado relief. Please go there, 1620thezone.com/tornado relief. You can find out a lot more information about how you can help in our one community. John Bishop here for my friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We are inside of the NBA playoffs, but it's never too late to get in on the action with FanDuel, because right now, any winning $5 bet nets you $150 in bonus bets. Take that first $5, put it down on the Knicks. Knicks are going to win, right, tomorrow night? If that happens, or even if you just win on the point spread, that's $150 you can use on same game parlays, live bets, even championship futures, and a whole lot more. All you have to do to sign up is go to FanDuel.com/1620 and get started. Again, winning $5 bet nets you $150 in bonus bets by signing up right now at FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, so it expires in 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.